If you're still trying to figure out some of your weekend plans for this holiday weekend, well, we can help you out with that. The first Taco Fest is happening in Royal Oak. It starts today and it runs through the 4th of July. There will be taco trucks, live music, and wrestling matches from Maximum Assault Wrestling and so much more. Culture Shift's Tia Graham spoke with John Witz, the producer of the Royal Oak Taco Fest, about this weekend and the festivities you can expect there.
So there's 20 restaurants approximately that are offering special tacos that have been going on since last Thursday through this Thursday. So we wanted to put the spotlight onto, you know, downtown Royal Oak businesses and just to get everybody excited. So, you know, there've been, you know, everyone from Ale Mary's to Bar Louie to City Tavern, Imaginate, Fifth Avenue, Condado, of course, Iron Horse, Lily Seafood have put together special tacos. And I think that the neat thing to know about that is if you come to Royal Oak Taco Fest and, you know, you're in the mood for something else or it does get wild and crazy and you want to sit down at a local restaurant, there's 75 great restaurants to walk from. And it makes Royal Oak just a wonderful place to host a festival.
Yeah, hopefully the weather holds up. So as we're talking about the weekend that's coming up, if you can discuss a little bit about some of the musical guests that are going to be featured throughout the weekend.
Sure. I mean, it's a great, you know, musical lineup, and we have a diverse group of performers. I do want to say to start that there'll be mariachi performances throughout the weekend, both on stage and strolling. So you could be enjoying tacos from one of 40 taco trucks and just be serenaded. But, you know, you'll be able to find great live music acts too from folks like Avalon Black or Sister Stone, Frame 42, Attaboy, Johnny B and the Murder Hornets, Sunset Boulevard, Stone Clover. So we'll have all different, you know, types of music, you know, out there. And then again, strolling mariachis and, you know, what a great atmosphere, you know, to enjoy, you know, some great food.
You're going to have the Royal Oak Taco Fest for the kids, the family area. Can you talk about what the kids can experience there? I see we have a splash zone that's going to be offered.
Yeah, so that's new. I mean, the Flagstar Splash Zone, you know, we'll have lots of different activities and inflatables and different areas that are going to be have water features. And I think when you're talking 4th of July, sometimes you do get a little bit of heat, you know, going on. So, you know, I think that's going to be a nice cool off for sure. And there are other, you know, activities, you know, for the kids as well, you know, including, you know, free arts and crafts, glitter, tattoos, and, you know, and more. So we're really excited about, you know, our family program, you know, in addition to the tacos and, of course, lots of different kind of tequilas as well.
Yes. And one of my biggest questions is this growth in food trucks, but in particular, we have the taco food trucks, but of course the growth in food trucks. So can you talk about how this is going to pay a little bit of a homage to those who are working in those food truck industries and spreading food that way?
Well, yeah, I think it's important there. You know, prior to the pandemic, you know, there are a lot of local businesses and entrepreneurs did invest in food trucks. And, you know, you had a slowdown of the events. And to your question earlier in the interview, you know, just about how important this is to the community, it's very important to small business owners that are throughout Metro Detroit that own and operate these food trucks. These are very creative culinary, you know, family-owned businesses that, you know, just thrive on having events like this and opportunities to showcase it. And the taco truck has become, you know, or the food truck has become a festival favorite because of its ability, you know, to have enclosed cooking area, pass health department specifications easier. It's been a great tool. And as, you know, food trucks evolve and festivals evolve, you know, you'll see food trucks learning how to get the food out faster. And it's just been, you know, a great development. And there's just such a challenge in creative theming and presentation. An event like Royal Oak Taco Fest really shows a lot of the creative truck presentations out there. And this is an important, you know, week for those trucks to, you know, to make some money and support small business.
So the Taco Fest is this weekend. It begins today and it goes through the 4th of July. What are some of the most important things that people should know about this weekend?
First, I'm just going to quickly talk about the lineup of entertainment. I mean, there is something for everyone. There's axe throwing. There's a small dog pageant, a hot pepper eating contest, lucha libre wrestling. We mentioned the kids zone, taco eating contest, you know, tons of live music. So this is just going to be a ton of fun, including the tacos and tequila with 40 different kinds of tequilas and 40 different taco trucks. So that is going to be a great time. And then quickly on the parking and access, parking is free in 4,500 parking spaces, you know, in Royal Oak parking decks for the first 2 hours. And then it's free all day, Sunday and Monday for the holidays and Sunday. So free parking all day. Admission, $7 if you buy your tickets online before July 29th, and $10 at the door. So those are the basics. Friday, we're 4 to 11. Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 11. And Sunday, 11 to 9. And just expecting great times and a great 4th of July weekend featuring, of all things, tacos.